Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And a couple of episodes ago, we did our interview with Tyson Brown about intermittent fasting. And during that, Sarah at one point asked a question about it going along with paleo or a keto diet. And I just politely nodded my head and pretended like I knew what she was talking about. But I didn't.
Oh.
I kind of... No, paleo, it's like eating like our caveman ancestors, but I have no clue what keto is.
Well, I bet you do now.
Yeah, I do, kind of. Still a little scientific words.
Yes, it's more formally known as the ketogenic diet. And it uses words like, you know, keto for short, or ketosis. Ketones are part of it, yes. So do you want to explain it, or do you want...
You explain it, because scientific words.
Well, so as I understand it, normally when we eat a normal diet of carbs and sugar and the things that we love, right, then our body first burns glucose, which tends to come from carbs and sugar, for energy. When you switch to, when you start using a keto diet, according to the... I don't know if it's a theory or if you could say it's fact, but if you really drastically lower your carbs, so you are eating high protein, high good fat, low carbs, then your body doesn't have that glucose to burn, so it starts burning the fat. So it's a weight loss. It's a way to lose weight by burning fat rather than your body just burning the glucose in your system.
Right. So it is actually... fact, because the diet was originally thought up for epilepsy patients, because they found that increased levels of ketones resulted in fewer seizures and epilepsy sufferers.
Oh, okay.
And it just happened to be, oh, and by the way, they also lose weight. But that was not the original intention for it at all. It was just like, hey, we want to increase your ketones because that helps you with your seizures.
Right.
Oh, and weight loss. That's nice too.
And it's kind of weird because, you know, high protein, low carb, that kind of makes sense. You know, lean protein. It's the fat thing that always throws me off, is that, you know, you eat like... 90 grams of fat a day is perfectly acceptable if your macros are balanced. It's not like just, hey, go eat whatever you want in terms of fat, but you have to. And it's not also like you can eat all the really yummy things that you love that are fat full, because most of the time those have carbs.
Although I do remember when I sort of just heard about this but didn't really know what it was, because I kept seeing things like, it's the diet you can eat bacon on. That was what everyone was so excited about, was like, I can still eat bacon. Okay, all is good.
That's true, because, you know, protein and fat and no carbs in bacon.
Although I'm upset because you evidently can't eat ice cream on it. And I'm just like, no, I don't know that bacon outweighs ice cream.
Yeah, I know. Ice cream. But because, you know, sugar.
Yeah. So staples of the keto diet, like you said, protein, fish, meat, eggs, dairy, oils, and green vegetables. But then you want to stay away from the more starchy vegetables, which is still sort of okay with me because I don't like vegetables, period. But I'm especially not eating the more starchy ones like cauliflower or something. I'm just like,
oh, I love cauliflower. I've actually done keto, and one thing that I definitely miss is fruit.
Yeah.
There are some fruit, like berries you can do, which that's cool. But I love apples, you know, and peanut butter. You can eat peanut butter on the keto diet, but apple and peanut butter, not an option anymore. Because, you know, then, of course, it just converts to sugar and all that good stuff. It's natural sugar, but still. So, yeah, fruit, no.
And it, of course, has a number of celebrity followers, which was, I think, sort of how I started hearing about it. Halle Berry, is a big follower of the keto diet. And Halle Berry, I think part of that is she's had diabetes for most of her life. And so the whole thing of let's not eat carbs and that's controlling our carb and glucose levels is like, yeah, that's, you were probably already doing like half of that anyway. So,
yes. Yep.
But she credits it to slowing down the aging process, which I can kind of get, because I know like eating too much sugar can, free radicals or something about it makes you age faster with eating too much sugar.
Right.
So I can kind of see where that thought process would be.
I hadn't heard that particular aspect, but you know. Halle Berry does look pretty good.
Yes. There's also some evidence that a keto diet can have therapeutic potential for symptoms and diseases, including cancer, polycystic ovary syndrome, neurological conditions, diabetes, and acne.
Oh, acne. Interesting.
Which, again, sugar, I guess, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, didn't they prove that that doesn't... I don't remember. I know chocolate specifically doesn't necessarily lead directly to acne. But yes, I know people who are diabetic who have done keto because, you know, you need to lower your carb intake anyway. So keto works well for that. And also it gives you, there are things on the keto diet called fat bombs.
Really?
Which are keto recipes involve a lot of coconut oil, a lot of peanut butter, a lot of cream cheese for those good fats. And so fat bombs are often like peanut butter cups, but, you know, made with dark chocolate, made with peanut butter, made with coconut oil. So you're getting your good fats, but kind of getting that that little, it's not as sweet as you would normally get from a peanut butter cup, but it still gets you your sweetness factor.
Okay, because when you said fat bombs, my immediate thought was like a bath bomb fat.
Oh, gross.
And I'm just like, I know we're putting fat in everything and, you know, butter, coffee and all, but no, why? So thank you for explaining that, because my immediate image was not something I really want to ever consider doing.
Yeah, we did. We talked about bulletproof coffee a couple weeks ago on one of the episodes, and I tried it. It's not bad. It's very foamy. Because you mix it with the butter and the coconut oil. I actually put protein powder in mine also. Yeah. And it's not a Starbucks latte, but it's way healthier than as well. No. It's about the same number of calories as a Starbucks latte, but there's not the sugar factor.
Right. I feel like bulletproof coffee, since I know it's also called butter coffee, would be one of those things which would take me forever, like sour cream. It took like, I think, 5 years for my family to convince me to finally try sour cream, just because those words don't go together in my head.
Right.
It's like you're picking two words that maybe have to do with food, and you just randomly put them together and decided this is a... Those don't go together, so I don't want to try this. Sour and cream, butter and coffee. No.
Yeah.
No. This is not Mad Libs, the food edition.
Like, well, you know, butter and coconut oil in coffee. It just sounds like a really weird combination, and it's not bad.
Yeah. So they say on the keto diet that you can safely lose about 1 to 2 pounds a week, which is the general sort of, I don't know, recommendation, I guess you hear most of the time. Like anything more than that is usually sort of...
Right. You're losing too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're supposed to go into ketosis, and there are ways to figure that out. Now, part of it, when you give up sugar and carbs, did you read about the keto flu?
Oh, I did.
Yeah. So you can...
We're going to talk about that.
Okay. I won't give it away then.
Because it's such a surprise. We have to keep that good surprise of the keto flu.
The keto flu.
Aren't the listeners so excited to hear about the keto flu?
Yeah.
But one of the things I did hear, and I kind of thought this at first when I was hearing it, which is that the Atkins diet and the Dukan diet are basically two variations of a keto diet. I've never heard of the Dukan diet, but as I was hearing these things about the keto diet, I was like, so it sounds like the 21st century version of Atkins. What's the difference?
Yeah, I don't know if Atkins specifically has the fat content.
Yeah, I'm not sure it does
but
either.
But it's definitely low carb. Yeah.
We hate carbs thing, which I'm just like...
Carbs are so good.
Right? I was like, some of the best things are carbs. And I always trick my whole thing of like, let me, you know, BS my way into thinking certain things are healthy. So it's like, oh, well, I'm really tired. So I need to go get this thing with carbs and sugar to give me energy.
Right.
That's how, or like, I'll get the... chocolate whatever and be like, but it's chocolate and chocolate's good for you.
Chocolate's good for me. Even though it's, you know, milk chocolate, not right? Dark chocolate.
Completely ridiculous reasons to explain why totally not healthy thing I'm
absolutely
ingesting.
Oh yeah, we can justify anything.
Oh yeah,
as humans. Yeah,
so we're gonna take a short break, and when we come back we'll talk about all the things that can happen on a keto diet, so stay tuned.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. So, you mentioned earlier, before the break, the keto flu.
Which makes it sound like it's a horror movie or something. When we come back, the keto flu.
Man, now I'm thinking of this would be the next thing that we're all freaking at. The bird flu, the swine right. flu,
the keto flu.
No, keto flu is going around, it's an epidemic.
When you give up carbs and sugar, then your body goes into withdrawal. I've read that sugar is more addictive than some drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have headaches, you can have fatigue, you can have dizziness,
yeah.
dizziness and lightheadedness, and you basically, you know, maybe body aches. Basically, it just feels like you have the flu, and it's because your body's like, hi, remember those yummy carbs we used to ingest?
Right.
Can we have those back?
Well, and it goes even worse because I'm fine with the just like, oh, headaches, whatever. But it's like, it's also like nausea and diarrhea. And I'm just like,
oh,
no,
yeah.
Why? No, seriously. This is not encouraging me to give up carbs. Just,
right, right.
No,
right.
Not going to happen.
Right. Well, my thing when I am on keto is that I'm not a huge fan of meat. I'm not a vegetarian.
Okay.
I just don't eat a lot of meat. Never have.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't. And so to get in all of that protein, it's like, okay, well, let's see. Meat and some meat and so
right.
eggs and cheese and, well, meat. Tofu, that works too. But whew, it seems like it's a lot of meat. And I just want, you know, bread. Can I make a sandwich without meat?
You can make a lettuce wrap.
Yes, you can.
Oh, wait, it's lettuce carbs?
Nope. Lettuce
okay.
is good.
Well, I'm not thinking of iceberg lettuce, which feels carbish.
Oh, right. Well, I don't think iceberg lettuce really has any nutritional value.
It doesn't, which is why I'll eat it. It's the one lettuce I'll eat because it doesn't actually, you know, it's not a real vegetable, really.
Nice.
It doesn't do anything well. So, of course, that's what I'd eat.
Something else you need to keep an eye on when you're on keto is things like your potassium level. Your potassium level can get low, so you need to maybe find some way to get your electrolytes. It's not a, you know, sugary sports drink.
Right.
It's really hard to get fiber if
yes.
you're not eating, you know, all your normal vegetables. I mean, you can eat vegetables, but vegetables too can up your carb intake depending on what they are, so
yeah.
it can be hard to get fiber, and then your tummy's like unhappy,
yeah, and bloating and
yeah.
constipation,
all that good stuff.
Again, continuing with the why am I giving up carbs thing, it's just like
well, increased energy, weight loss,
although that takes a moment because
yeah
along with the keto flu and the first thing,
which can last up to a month, by the way,
yeah. Although for some people it's only a few days and I'm just like,
yes,
how, what? But along with that, if you're like working out regularly, you because your body's switching from the carbs for energy to the fat for energy, you're just like, can't do anything. Exhausted.
Right.
Too exhausted. What, you want me to lift the 2 pound weight? No.
No.
It's just, you will, the tiredness and exhaustion at the
yeah,
beginning.
It's
just like.
It's definitely a process at the beginning. And yeah, I'm not always the best with willpower when it comes to stuff like that. But, you know, there are some good results, and I know people who've had really good results with it.
Yeah. And because you are eating a good amount of fat, you sort of tend to feel satisfied without eating a lot.
Yes.
So a lot of the weight loss can come from that. You're not eating as much.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the weight loss evidently is also water weight because, again, science. But something about when carbs are stored in your body, it requires fluid to do that. And so since we're not storing carbs, we're not storing fluid in a much more scientific way than I just made it.
Right.
But that something was, like that.
Stacey just explains things in layman's terms, layperson's terms.
Lay person's terms. Super uber lay to the lay degree terms. Yeah. So a lot of the weight loss is water weight, but once you do get through that really rough period,
which can last up to a month,
we're really stuck on all the things that suck when you don't eat carbs, and also we like carbs, and also keto flu for a month.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, hey, you can't say we didn't give you a realistic warning. Approach of, you know,
yeah.
We're not just on here being like, yes, keto, it's the best. There's nothing, you know, you get to eat fat and you get to do all this stuff and it's awesome. Well,
there's
that, but let's talk about what happens before you get to the awesome.
Right. And also, and I don't know how I found this, can lead to bad breath and leg cramps. So I'm just like...
Because of the potassium. You're not getting enough potassium.
Is that what potassium does?
Yes. It can cause, especially like night cramps if you eat a banana before bed to increase your potassium.
Yeah. I only remember that bananas have potassium and I need potassium for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally all I know about potassium. And it's like its atomic letter is weird.
Which is weird. Not weird, but I often think of bananas when I think of potassium. Mm-hmm. But spinach has just as much.
Oh, well, that's good.
Other things, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think of that. I think
avocado,
also,
I think, has potassium.
You get the potassium and the fat.
And the fat, exactly.
So you put avocado in your coffee? Can you do that? Ugh.
No, but there's lots of brownie recipes made with avocado.
I'm just now thinking of, like, cutting a slice of avocado.
And putting it in your coffee. Well, then you could use it like a garnish. You know, put the little slit in it, put it on
like
the edge of your
like
cup.
The lime.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Interesting. The things we come up with
lately. I bet somebody has tried avocado in their coffee. I bet there's someone out there.
Probably. Or at least, like, avocado oil.
Yeah.
Maybe not
an actual blended
physical
up avocado.
But unfortunately, beyond the quick weight loss at the beginning because you're satisfied in the water weight, it's not clear that this has too much of a long-term benefit.
Mm.
The Atkins diet has basically proven not really effective for significant weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And researchers have actually found a correlation between the Dukan diet and chronic kidney disease.
Oh, geez. I don't even know what the Dukan diet is.
I don't know. I looked it up and it's named after Dukan, but that's all I've got.
Okay.
I somehow
Mr. or Ms. Dukan? I don't know who you are.
I believe it's a guy. But that kind of feels just sort of backwards, doesn't it? Because I know that kidneys, you can have problems with your kidneys if you have diabetes,
mm-hmm.
but then this seems to be somewhat good for people with diabetes because you're cutting down on carbs and glucose, but then the Dukan diet can somehow lead to chronic kidney disease, and it's just like...
I wonder if that's to do with things like... Because something else that you have to keep track of with the keto diet is your sodium level, which, you know, seems counterintuitive because we're always taught reduce your sodium.
Right.
But you're still supposed to have a certain amount of sodium each day, and so I wonder if that can lead to, you know, problems with your kidneys. I don't know. Again, not a doctor, just kind of guessing here.
Yes. And they've done studies on professional athletes like cyclists and professional gymnasts and haven't really found any sort of significant change to performance or muscle mass while they were on a keto diet.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't seem like it's super great beyond that first however many
months,
maybe.
If it helps you to reduce your carbs and, you know, if it can help you reset your body so that you get used to not eating carbs,
right,
and that can be healthy, especially in terms of diabetes and those sorts of things.
Yes. And it also, and this came up in our interview, and I think this is probably just true for most, if not all, diets, is that it's a bad idea for people who have sort of a history of eating disorders, which I'm not sure if there's any diet that you could be on if you have a history of eating disorder that doesn't already sound like, okay, danger, because you're limiting what you're eating.
Well, you're limiting what you're eating, and I know that some people that I've talked to who have had experience with eating disorders, you obsess about, I'm not saying everyone, but the people that I've talked to, they've obsessed about the calories they're putting in. They've obsessed about, everything that they're doing involving food, and to an unhealthy degree. And most of these diets, you're counting things. You're, yes, keeping track of things, which can just lead to badness in terms of obsession. And so, be careful if you have any kind of obsessive tendencies. Don't have an eating disorder just because of the fad diet of the day.
Well, and even beyond people with eating disorder, just in general, if it's easy to not eat a lot because you're being satisfied, but if you're eating too much, not a lot, that's, I'm sure that's a dichotomy or something I just said there.
Right.
But if you're not eating enough, then your body actually starts to break down muscle mass if you're not getting enough calories. So you also want to be careful that even though it's like, hey, I don't feel hungry, which is great, that you are still getting enough calories for your body to actually function.
Right. And if you're, going the other way and being like, yay, I can eat all the fat I want, but I'm not getting all the nutrients that I need. Right.
Just bacon every day.
Right.
Bacon all the time.
I read a book once and the woman went on a bacon diet. She was like, she just ate bacon. Eventually dogs started following her because she had bacon in her purse.
Oh, man. That sounds great and yet also terrible. And also, I feel I'd be sick of that within a week.
Yeah. Bacon nothing but bacon. Ugh.
So we're going to take another short break. And when we come back, we'll be talking about the keto reset, which is similar, but not, but similar. Yes, that was helpful. I know.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. So when I was looking up keto, somehow one of the first things that came up for me was keto reset.
Okay.
And so then I had to go on my, because I'm the type of person who tends to like to read things like in order.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to do that even with like my Goodreads to read list, which can be, I've gotten it down to less than 100. I'm very proud of myself. But I've had it in the thousands at times. And I will go through and put it in order by date published and then try and follow that. So, I won't even get to anything by the time my great-grandmother was living for like the next... And I give up after some point.
Wow.
But
yeah.
I like to go in order. So I did first have to go and do the whole research into the keto rabbit hole to find out what that is before I even touched the keto reset diet.
Okay. So I'm not sure that I know specifically what the keto reset diet is.
So basically, the keto reset diet is, in lay to the lay powered terms, keto for beginners.
Keto for dummies?
I was going to go that way, but then decided, not quite.
Right. Keto for beginners. Okay.
Yes. So they basically, it's just keto light. Almost, it eases you in more.
Hmm. Does it reduce the keto flu?
It does.
Okay.
A bit. And I'm not sure if that's how it got started or if that's just a really good benefit that goes along with it. But it's, I somehow got into a thought about like getting your body to get used to drinking, and I'm not quite sure why. getting your body to get used to things.
Okay.
Not necessarily drinking. I'm not advocating for that. I just have no idea why that popped into my head of like building up your drinking tolerance. Anyways.
Oh, I'm like, with drinking more water? That's good.
Yes, but that's not where my brain went for some reason.
Okay.
So with the keto reset diet, and I'm not quite sure where the reset comes in, except that people have generally viewed the keto diet period as a reset.
Mm.
So I'm not quite sure where the reset comes in. But with the keto diet, you ease into keto through a 21-day low-carb transition period.
Okay. So maybe I have heard of this. So
it's not like specific... cut out carbs.
Cobs. Are we from Boston now?
No, we're not. We're most definitely not. You don't cut out carbs completely, but you sort of go low-carb and then work your way to full ketosis.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, I think I have seen, I'm not sure I've seen it specifically mentioned as keto reset, but I have seen a lot of keto, like 21-day meal plans, ways mm-hmm. to get into that type of thing.
So for the 21 days, you cut out simple sugars mm-hmm. and refined grains and breads, but then you can still eat the starchy vegetables like potatoes and some grains, probably more like the whole grains than the refined grains.
Right.
And I'm kind of like, can I just stop there? That sounds great. That
sounds okay.
And not cutting out all carbs completely.
Right.
So are we done?
Quinoa? Can I keep my quinoa?
Right. But yes, so part of the... thought process behind it is that you skip the, or you don't skip, it depends. Again, in the same way some people get through the keto flu in a few days, and some people get through it in a month, and some people kind of never get through it.
You're right.
Unfortunately, which I just...
It's like those women that have morning sickness their entire pregnancy. Not fair. Oh. You know, people who are on keto and just never get over the keto flu completely. Not good.
Wait, no, I'm... trying actually kind of to think of the difference, what would be the, because with the keto flu,
right.
you do have nausea and tiredness.
But you don't get a little baby at the end of it.
Yes, the keto flu is not even working. What the heck, keto flu? Seriously. But yeah, that the benefits that people have talked about for a good amount are that the symptoms of keto flu are somewhat lessened because your body takes that slower amount of time. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Right.
To sort of adjust to, okay, I don't have as much carbs to run on. Okay, I still don't have as much carbs to run on, and not so much of a, I totally just had a gazillion carbs yesterday. What are you doing?
Right.
But it doesn't say specifically, not that I could find for the keto reset diet, if it should be like a step down thing of, okay, this week I can have... Because what the recommendation for the keto diet, I think, is only 5-10% of your food should be carbs.
Mm-hmm.
But the...
There are keto calculators out there that you can put in for all kinds of things. Wow. And so, yeah.
Not only science, but math.
Yep.
Thanks, keto. I really wanted to go back to school.
But they'll do it for you.
I mean, hey, what does that mean? I had a graphing calculator in high school that still didn't make calculus easy.
I had a graphing calculator in college as well. And after college, I used it for all kinds of things. But, you know, balancing my checkbook, mostly just for simple calculations, never for what it was. But I paid for that thing.
See, it was very interesting because we're off on a total random tangent here. But for me and a lot of my friends, when we got it, we had to get it for... I want to say algebra 2 or something, or pre-calc, one of the two. But then we also used it a lot in chemistry, and you could put games on it. So we actually ended up at least half the time like playing. You could have a like sort of fake version of Mario on it.
Nice.
Like, so we were always playing games on it. It's like, oh yeah, I also have to do this stupid sine, cosine, whatever. But Mario.
Yeah, I bought mine in the mid to late 90s. So I don't think there were games on it.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
But yeah, so it doesn't say specifically for the keto reset diet if it's like, okay, this week I go down to 50% and then next week I go down to 40% carbs.
Right.
There isn't a specific step-by-step thing. It was more just of a, let's take these 3 weeks period to maybe not feel as
crappy as we could.
As not crappy as we have been.
Right.
But let's not go to the full keto flu, whatever, so that when we take the 3 weeks and then go to full keto, if we want to, because I, again, kind of just want to stop at keto reset, then your body's a bit like, okay, I kind of get it. I've done something like this before. I'm not going to, like, full out freak.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid body.
Whenever I do any of these types of things, I do great as long as I can just like be a hermit. But you know, if I can control my own stuff. But then you go yeah. out with friends, or you go to work, and they're like, "Oh, I made cookies." It's like, I love cookies, and you made them.
Well, see, my whole thing is because I'm super picky. I tend to eat a lot of processed and microwave foods.
Oh yeah, not good.
And so, even if I was like, you know what, you can have all the processed carbs you want, just don't do sugar. That's really hard. There is sugar in so many ridiculous things I did not know.
Yes.
But it's just like, if I was just trying to just cut out things that didn't naturally have sugar, cut out anything that has sugar as an ingredient, I'm not quite sure exactly what I'm eating. Exactly. Besides like fries. I'm sure there's probably, I think actually, doesn't McDonald's or someone do like sugar in the cooking oil?
Oh, probably. I don't even
know.
I just remember 20 years ago, it came out that McDonald's fries weren't vegetarian.
Oh.
I had a friend who was a vegetarian who was horrified.
Aww.
I think they are now. I don't know what they were using, but.
Well, I remember someone, we were going on whether or not Oreos were vegetarian.
Are because of what's in the cream, but maybe they are.
Wouldn't that just be? I don't actually want to know now if for some reason Oreos aren't vegetarian.
And that might have changed too. I remember talking to someone who was pre-med in college, and again, that was in the 90s. So mm-hmm. that's been a while. It might be, they might have changed things.
Yes. So off of that really random tangent, I hope these tips have been helpful for the listeners if they're interested in doing keto or keto reset. Or doing keto reset into keto, or what have you. It's
or if
not.
You've ever wondered if Oreos were vegetarian?
Yes.
You or still don't know.
You came to the right podcast for that really random fact that we did not actually
answer.
And on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.